Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And join us today is Amanda Eckery. Amanda has been with us before here at KTEP, but she also spent a summer with us when she was taking a break from school. Amanda, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, people may be wondering, okay, why are you interviewing somebody who is not on campus anymore, who is gone? Well, we talk about people who have shared their experiences here with us on campus. And I just mentioned that you did spend some time with us at KTEP. But most recently, though, you started off, I guess about a month ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, that you had a camp here for jazz.
Yes. My old band director, Kenny Capshaw from Coronado High School, now teaches at UTEP. And he was so generous to help us get the space at UTEP, but it was a great central location for us to host our first El Paso Jazz Girls Clinic. So we're really glad that UTEP was a part of our inaugural clinic that's going to be an annual event now.
So you talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, Kenny was your old band director at Coronado High School. Tell us a little bit about your growing up, your interest in music. At what age did you start showing an interest in music?
Wow, that's a long story. I started actually with piano lessons when I was 5, and it was more of like my parents signed me up for it, but I just really enjoyed music and did piano all through, like, until I graduated high school, but also did summer band camps in elementary school, did band in middle school and high school, and I really started getting an interest in jazz when I was a freshman in high school because they needed a piano player. And I was like, oh, I can do that. So I was kind of just like, oh, I'll just try it. But then I really started liking it because of the freedom that jazz gives you. You don't have to play what's specifically written on the page. You know, you can make up stuff as you go and improvise. And I just liked the freedom that jazz, like, allowed me in music.
You were able to carry on after you left Coronado High School. Tell us what you did after Coronado.
So after I graduated from Coronado, I went to the University of North Texas in Denton to get my undergraduate in jazz studies. I lived there for 4 years, and then I moved to Boston to get my master's in jazz performance at the New England Conservatory. And while I was at NEC, I really started doing more like community-based work, teaching in after-school settings and community centers, and really kind of developing the skills that I needed to be able to put on El Paso Jazz Girls. And now I'm actually moving to New York City in a couple of weeks, so I'll be doing the same thing there, but still coming home to keep the clinic going and keep serving as a resource for the girls who participated in the camp.
One of the things that I saw on the internet, I think it was in one of the GoFundMe pages that you started for El Paso Jazz Girls, but this is kind of a, my gosh, this number is incredible, that in the last decade, only 7 girls have made Texas All-State Jazz Band.
Yes, and in overall numbers of that decade, that's less than 2% of all participating members, which is really a crazy statistic. And it's also like representative in the jazz world, both in institutions and professional settings. There have always been significantly less females in jazz. And there's a bunch of research about like instrument selection and how it's been like gendered, but also just the jazz culture that women face kind of pushes them out. So the goal of El Paso Jazz Girls was to really foster a supportive space and, you know, learn jazz in an environment that was really encouraging for girls to experiment and, you know, kind of up those numbers so that we can get more girls involved in jazz if we want to.
The camp that you held, the clinic, El Paso Jazz Girls, you featured some pretty big names, powerful in the music world. And Stephanie Munoz is the first one. Tell us a little bit about Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie is a great friend. It's funny that we met in Boston because she is also an alumna of the New England Conservatory. And we met here in Boston, but she's also from El Paso. We grew up on the same side of town. And she has been an amazing help. She not only is a fantastic music educator, but really has been a great help in like figuring out what skills girls needed for the camp and adjusting it on the spot. She graduated from NMSU and teaches all around Boston, just got a full-time teaching gig out here. So I was really glad that she was able to come back to El Paso to do this.
One of the other ladies who joined you was Grace Ward. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that Grace is one of the seven ladies who made it to Jazz, Texas Jazz
Band? Yeah, Grace is also an NEC alumna, but she is the only teacher who wasn't from El Paso. She's from Austin, Texas, and she's a great multi-instrumentalist. She plays banjo, bass. She made All-State Jazz Band on guitar. And she's also a great singer-songwriter. So she's a jack of many trades and was really helpful in teaching our bass student who came, because she's also has a lot of the same interests, writes her own music, is in her own band. So they really hit it off together.
Cassie Cardenas is a trombonist, and that's my old instrument when I was in high school and in undergraduate school. So tell us about Cassie.
She is a great educator in El Paso. She teaches in both middle schools and high schools in the Isleta School District. And I actually first met Cassie when I was in high school. She was playing in the Eclectic Jazz Band at Hank's Jazz Festival. And she was the only girl in the band, and I remember thinking, wow, she's really cool. And so she ended up going to high school with Stephanie Munoz. So Stephanie was like, oh, Cassie would be a great person to ask. And she really helped initiate her to come in. And Cassie's great because she is full-time in El Paso and knows the music scene, knows like what's going on in schools and what information is being given. So she was really helpful with that, but also teaching brass.
So tell us a little bit, Amanda, how did you go about selecting the people for your clinic as far as the actual participants?
For as far as the participants go, it was open to any female-identifying student who was interested in coming. And I kind of advertised like crazy, called every band director, orchestra director. Dennis Wu was so nice to have me on his show to publicize it. And really, we just like put the word out to everybody, like, do you have any students? Do you have anyone who's interested? And girls just emailed me. And as soon as they emailed me, I added them to a list. I really wanted it to be inclusive, not only in, you know, everybody can join, but there was no experience needed, no audition, because it kind of defers girls who are interested. Because I think, like, if you're interested in jazz and you make somebody audition for it, it already is a turnoff. Like, I wanted them to feel like, you know, no matter how much experience I have or how little experience I have, I'm interested and I want to come and learn something. So it was really open in the selection process. We took everybody who was interested.
Can you kind of guide us through perhaps what you all did during the clinic?
Mm-hmm. So the daily schedule included listening sessions. So we would start the mornings off with listening to female musicians, artists, composers in the jazz world, and just talk about like the history of jazz, where women's place was in that history, and have just discussions about questions they had. And some of the questions included, like, how do I pursue music as a career? What do I do for college? What can I expect in auditions? So just really practical questions that are on their mind. Then we had sectionals, which is where we broke up into our different instruments, and we really focused on the all-state, all-region jazz music. So they already know what the audition repertoire is. So we really honed in on what do you need to learn, what do you already know, and give them a head start on learning this material because the auditions aren't in late September. Then we also had theory fundamentals where we talked about all the jargon that goes into jazz, which is kind of ridiculous. But music theory and jazz music theory have completely different terms, and so it's really confusing. And so we really tried to break it down and, you know, just concentrate on the blues and, you know, reading the chord changes, understanding what's happening in music from a theoretical standpoint. And then we also had jam sessions, which is where we just improvise together. And that was fun. Some girls said, like, you know, I never thought I'd say this, but I really love improvising. Or, you know, it was really cool to hear what she did and, you know, build my ideas off of that. So it's really like a communal playing setting for the jam session.
And I guess the fact that you did it this way also made a lot of the young ladies feel comfortable because other people were doing the same thing they were doing, and not exactly as far as playing the notes on the on the page, but improvising, as you mentioned, and also the fact that someone like yourself and other people from the El Paso area were teaching this clinic and the fact that you all had a lot of faith in them.
Yeah, I think that really was special because we all, like, well, with the exception of Grace, we all grew up in El Paso. Like, we went to high school there. We know how these auditions work. And just being able to speak to our experiences and serve as an ongoing resource, like if girls needed recommendation letters for college applications or want to connect with somebody at a school, like, we're lucky enough to have gone to college for music, and the music world is small. So we know somebody who knows somebody, and just, like, we're part of a greater community now.
What really grabbed me as well is the logo that you all have. It's an incredible logo. Tell him, how did you come about this?
My friend Naomi Weiner is an amazing artist. She's also from El Paso. We grew up together, went to elementary school, middle, high school together, and she also played trumpet. And she does all of my, like, musical project artwork. And I just emailed her. I was like, hey, Naomi, I'm doing this camp. This is the idea behind it. Can you make us a logo? And she came up with it, and I also think it's amazing. She does amazing work. She also does animations. But Naomi Weiner, she's El Paso native.
And for those of you who may wonder what the heck we're talking about, well, if you go to El Paso Jazz Girls, type that in and go to a Facebook page. And it's basically a lady playing a cello. And is it a cello or is it a stand-up bass?
It's a stand-up bass.
And the stand-up bass says where the neck and the frets would be, well, no frets, I'm sorry, El Paso, and then Jazz Girls at the bottom. It's hard to describe. I didn't do it justice just by describing it. They would have to see it.
And, yeah, go online, look it up.
Yeah, is this something that is going to go, like, on T-shirts, bumper stickers? Where is this logo going to be found?
So the logo, I printed stickers on my home computer. And so we give them all to the girls, and they have them on their, like, folders, and I have one in my water bottle. But we're going to use it for everything. Like, it's our logo, so when we do T-shirts and more stickers in the future, it'll have it on everything.
So tell us a little bit more, Amanda, as far as, okay, you've done the El Paso Jazz Girls Clinic already, but you're already starting to plan ahead for next year. What do people have to do to get ahead of the game and to help you out, and also to get their, you know, daughters, cousins, sisters, friends ready for this clinic?
Yeah, so we're planning ahead for next year, and there's a few changes that I'm really excited about. The first is that we're going to make it a longer clinic. So this year was only 2 days, and we're planning to do a full five-day week next year. And it's also going to be open to any instrument. Unfortunately, the Texas Music Educators Association kind of picks which instruments are typical jazz instruments for the audition. But, you know, there's a ton of amazing violin, flute, cello, vocalist, you know, all involved in jazz that I think should be a part of the clinic. So we're opening it up to any instrument and vocalist next year. And if someone's interested, you can send me an email at epjazzgirls@gmail.com. We also have a website that's epjazzgirls.com. Where you can look at our blog posts. We have resources about where to play in El Paso, and that's also where I'll post all the upcoming clinic information as soon as we have it. And yeah, I'm gonna be applying for grants to keep it cost free for girls, because I think that's also an important thing, to not limit it because of financial need. But yeah, any questions, just send me an email at epjazzgirls@gmail.com.
Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today. And best of luck on your move to New York.
Oh, thank you so much, Louis. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We've been visiting with Amanda Eckery with El Paso Jazz Girls. If you need additional information, you can email Amanda at elpasojazzgirls@gmail.com. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.